Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step four, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Race to savings now at Menards. We have what you need to give your bathroom a fresh, updated look. Shop Menards' great selection of bathroom products from American Standard. No matter the size of your bathroom, American Standard offers a superior line of toilets, faucets, and more. Complete your bathroom update today with American Standard. Plus, view our weekly flyer on Menards.com and race to savings on more great deals happening now.
Save big money at
The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
Or forgetting their name.
Oh, okay. Business manager Amy, I'll be accepting Venmo for your $10.
You won zero.
Oh, true. Oh, it's all Megan's fault. Okay, Drake is sharing a cryptic message on Instagram and hinting at his next chapter that may, quote, may leave you feeling uneasy. Do you have any idea what this is about?
Not really, but as I read it and really thought to myself, what could he try? What would he be attempting to hint at, knowing Drake and knowing the trajectory of his career? I took from it that he is probably going to give us one more solo album and he's going to put it all out there, everything he feels, everything he's been dealing with, and then that'll be it.
So a little backstory, if you've somehow missed the beef between Kendrick and Drake, Kendrick Lamar and Drake have been in this rap battle that Kendrick has absolutely crushed him over. I mean, he performed his hit diss track, Not Like Us, at the Super Bowl, and literally everybody had that one line about a minor, kind of calling, actually calling Drake a pedophile on national television. And really embarrassing him in front of the entire world. So he posted this post on Instagram where he has all of these different pictures that kind of don't all make sense in one post. Like they're all a bunch of different things. It's photos of him with friends and people. And there's a photo of Zofran, which is this anti-nausea medication that is sometimes given to pregnant women or people who are nauseous from chemotherapy. And the caption says, I understand that this next chapter may leave you feeling uneasy, but I hope you see my honesty as clarity, not charity, that answers some questions, especially about the unanswered texts you've been sending me.
Yeah, when we were right in the heat of this thing and it really appeared that Drake was just getting crushed by Kendrick Lamar, I'd made the suggestion that the only way really I think for him to come out of this thing is to be 100% honest. Like, just be vulnerable. I lost. It made me sick. I couldn't sleep at night because I was taking the loss so badly. And then seeing my friends backstab me on stage with Kendrick Lamar, that's the album I want to hear. Maybe that's what he's doing, but you're predicting if he does that, he's going to leave?
I think one more. I think he gives us exactly that, because that's the Drake everybody fell in love with anyway. With the vulnerable Drake, the Drake that put it all out there. I think he has one more of those in him. But I also think he's fighting the fact that he's looking at it like UMG is not going to let go of this lawsuit. It appears that regardless of what he puts out, they are going to be against it. They're not going to push it. It's not going to get the recognition it deserves. People don't really want to hear it. So maybe he's at the point of, you know what? This is it. It's been a good run. I'm gonna one last hurrah. I'm going to put out a vulnerable album that answers all of these questions that people have had. And I'm off into the sunset, leaving on his own terms. That's my guess.
It feels like he's just rolling over if he just puts out one more album. So he's been doing all these shows in Australia that he just canceled to reschedule. And he's been hinting at another album, doing a solo album, because he just put out one with Party Next Door. Mm-hmm. But it just feels like you're accepting the loss if you're like, oh, I just hate how this is all going down. I'm going to put one more album and that's it.
See, I would respect that. But I would also add this, if Mo's prediction is true, that he's going to back out, I think he loves being a celebrity way too much to stay out of the game. And I don't know if that means making music or getting back into TV or movies. It's intoxicating for him.
Well, he's always said in interviews that he doesn't want to make music forever, but he does want to be involved with music forever. So I do think he'll always be writing. He'll always be figuring out ways to help other artists, at least the ones that stay true to him. But I don't think he actually wants to be the one in the spotlight the whole time.
What if it's a Degrassi reboot? And he makes a comeback his hit character.
He might as well battle Kendrick again.
Yeah, right.
This is going to go the same way.
Okay, I feel like...
That's a little bit like the scene in Saltburn that we don't refer to.
Facts.
I feel like Snoop Dogg has been on a bunch of weird side quests recently. Have you seen all these videos of him at like different performances throughout the country? But they're not like him at the Sphere in Vegas or doing all these big high-profile venues. I was on TikTok the other day, and I saw Snoop Dogg performing at a dermatology conference.
What?
I'm like, I had no idea he was so passionate about skincare.
Man's
I'm
getting
like,
he's passionate about money.
Exactly.
I'm like, is he in debt? Is he trying to pay his bills? But he most recently surprised some fans at a bar in Nashville. It's Loser's Bar and Grill. If you've been to Nashville, you know it's like one of the best bars on Broadway. And he surprised them with a country version of Gin and Juice, which is making me wondering, is he going to jump on the country train that I feel like everybody has been doing recently?
I think you nailed it. I think Snoop is at the point in his life when he's doing all of these side quests. He's so popular. Everyone loves him. He can go anywhere and people know who he is. Snoop just doing whatever they throw a dollar at him to do at this point.
All right, a Harry Potter actress is coming out with a new role, an OnlyFans star, but she won't be flaunting her body for money. She'll be showing off something else. It's on your next E-Buzz on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
This is the new Weight Watchers, built for real life and real results, no matter what mode you're in. Maddie went all in for her big day and lost 33 pounds. Emily lost 85 pounds and hit her goal while still living her life.
Weight Watchers gave me the tools and I feel amazing.
Join the millions of members and lose weight with the number one doctor-recommended weight loss program.
I'm able to live my life and still hit my goals.
Lose more at WeightWatchers.com.
This is the new Weight Watchers. It works for members like JoJo, who's learning simple, healthy habits, Sharia, who's making progress with meds, and Kim, who still gets to eat what she loves. For over 60 years, we've helped millions of members find what works for them. Now it's your turn. Watch your life open up. Watch your story shift. Watch what you're capable of. Watch it work. Get started today at WeightWatchers.com.